Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good day, Crusaders. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Wednesday, August 9th, 2017. A high school in Winchester, Virginia is implementing racial quotas for its AP and honors classes, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, an atheist Jew turned Carmelite martyr. Scientists are experimenting with hypothalamus stem cells to slow aging in mice, and by extension, humans, and Illinois has lowered the age to choose organ donation to 16. Todd Starnes is reporting that John Hanley High School in Winchester, Virginia, has sent a letter to parents announcing that the selection of students for advanced placement and honors courses will from now on be based in part on race. The letter states, quote, "Through our collective work, advanced classes such as AP and honors will have proportional representation. Proportional representation is 40% white, 35% Hispanic, 12% African American, 10% mixed race." The school claims that what prompted its decision to implement this policy are American demographic trends which indicate that America will be a majority-minority nation in the next 25 years. In response to the outcry against proportional selection, the school district released a statement denying the use of race in enrollment selection and indicated that they had yet to receive any complaints or indication of concern from parents. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. "The woman's soul is fashioned as a shelter in which other souls may unfold." Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Edith Stein was born a German Jew in 1891 and by her teen years had become an atheist. While on holiday in 1921, she picked up St. Teresa of Avila's autobiography and in the course of a night was converted to Catholicism and was baptized in 1922. When Nazi anti-Semitic policies caused her to lose her teaching post at the university, she entered the discalced Carmelite monastery of St. Maria von Frieden in Cologne and took the name Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. The monastery, in an effort to protect Sister Teresa and her sister from the increasing Nazi threat, moved them to the Netherlands in 1938. After the Dutch episcopacy denounced the Nazis, all the converted Jews were rounded up and executed in the gas chambers of Auschwitz on August 9, 1942. St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, pray for us. Reuters reports that scientists are experimenting with mice to find ways to help them, and humans by extension, lead longer and healthier lives. Researchers at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine have been injecting middle-aged mice with stem cells from the brains of young mice and then comparing their state of health and longevity with untreated mice. The results? Neuroendocrinologist Dr. Dongsheng Kai.
So the mouse aged slowly, and they also have they had the increased lifespan, which is longevity.
WQAD Channel 8 is reporting that Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner signed the Drive for Life Act into law yesterday, enabling drivers as young as 16 to sign on to the first person consent organ and tissue donor registry. Because 16 and 17-year-old drivers are minors, parents still have the final word regarding their decisions about being placed on the registry. Illinois is joining 47 other states which allow minors to opt into the donor registry. In this Celestial Musings, I wish simply to address the previous story by noting the words of the Catholic Church regarding organ donation. Pope John Paul II said in 1991, "A person can only donate that of which he can deprive himself without serious danger or harm to his own life or personal identity, and for a just and proportionate reason." It is obvious that vital organs can only be donated after death. The Catechism of the Catholic Church states in number 2296, It is not morally admissible to bring about the disabling mutilation or death of a human being even in order to delay the death of other persons. Some forms of organ donation are possible following a declaration of death, but as long as there is a beating heart, normal blood pressure, normal temperature, etc., there is no way to confirm that the soul has separated from the body. Inform yourself about organ donation. Stay tuned now for the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.